morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. That was Tommy Connor and Dinky Donkey Poker. Well, why not? Here's Donald Pierce.
Beloved, be faithful. Beloved, be true. While I am away, dear, I'll trust in you. I'll never forsake you, though we are apart. Beloved, be faithful to my faithful heart. There'll be other lips, there'll be other arms that will want you for their own. Tell those other lips, tell those other arms that you're mine and mine alone. Beloved, be faithful. Beloved, be true. Keep watching and waiting till I'm back with you.
Beloved, be faithful.
I'll be faithful to you.
Beloved, be true.
Beloved, be true. While I am away, I'll trust in you. I will never forsake you.
We are apart.
You're still in my heart. Beloved, be faithful to my faithful heart. Other lips, tell those other arms that you're mine and mine alone.
Beloved, be faithful.
I'll be faithful for
aye. Beloved, be true.
Each night and each day, keep watching and waiting till I'm back with you. Beloved, be faithful, be true.
A good mantra to live your life by, I think. Donald Pierce and Beloved, be faithful. So welcome to the program. All the usual things in all the usual places, which is the good news. Lots of good music as well. And me, that may be the only part that's a bit of a letdown. So, have you been since I was with you a week ago? Everything here is fine, thank you. We got through our snowstorm the weekend before last now with no major problems. We were told we were going to have another major storm last Thursday, which once again completely failed to arrive. So now we've totally come to the conclusion that you actually can't believe the weather people whenever they tell you there's going to be bad weather, because they're basically covering themselves. And I sort of understand why. If there's bad weather and there isn't, then they get moaned at. And if they don't mention that there's not going to be any bad weather and there is, then they get moaned at. But really, you can't rely on anybody anymore except yourself. So I look at the weather maps and figure it out. And so far, I've done pretty well. Apart from that, it's been pretty quiet, which is good. I like a quiet January. And actually, February is pretty quiet as well. I won't be moaning about that. Let's see, coming up in about 4 minutes' time, we'll have some singing from Mr. Crosby. But first of all, on such a night as this, here's Lisbeth Webb.
Thank you.
from Gaze the Word on such a night as this, and that was Lizbeth Webb. I have to tell you, there's a bit of a fight going on in the street below me. A car is trying to get into a parking space, and the car that is next to the parking space has got there a car door open, so the car that's trying to park can't get in, and everybody seems to be going a little bit crazy, which from where I'm looking at is really rather amusing, because you can see people's mouths moving but you don't quite know what they're saying. But judging by their actions, I can't think that it's anything good. I'll keep you informed. Hopefully there'll be no fisticuffs. All right, what should we do now? Well, I think probably we could have some songs from Bing Crosby, don't you? And to start that off, all I have to do is say two simple words. Bing, sing.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit pass that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo and rose, my rose of San Antone. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So Oh, kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
This morning from Bing. First up was San Antonio Rose, and not only Bing Crosby, but also Bob Crosby with his orchestra. And then after that, we have It's Been a Long, Long Time from just Bing on his own, no Bob. And we'll have some more Bing and sing around about the same time next week. Time now to go off to Germany and Holger's house. And a very good morning to you, Holger. Hope you're well. He says, good evening, Roy. He says, now for the next program, I'm going to try and do this. Ich wollet, ich will ein Hund, which is from the Comedian Harmonists from 1936. Here are the words. Apparently it's funny. I wish I were a hen. I wouldn't have much to do. I would lay an egg in the morning, and in the afternoon I'd be free. No fame nor money in the world would appeal to me, and if I found a fortune, I would eat it straight away. I would not need to go to the office. I would be dull yet happy. That's why I thought, if I were a hen, I wouldn't have much to do. I would lay an egg every day, and on Sunday, even two. It's rather nice, isn't it? Let's give it a go, shall we? One more time. Ich wollet, ich will ein Hahn.
Jetzt werden wir ganz albern.
Ich wollte, ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätte nicht viel zu tun. Ich legte vormittags ein Ei und abends wär ich frei. Ich lockte auf der Welt kein Ruhm mehr und kein Geld. Und fände ich das große Los, dann fräse ich es bloß.
Ich brauchte nie mehr ins Büro. Ich wäre dämlich, aber froh.
Ich wollte, ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätte nicht viel zu tun. Ich legte täglich nur ein Ei und sonntags auch mal zwei.
Der Mann hat's auf der Welt nicht leicht, das Kämpfen ist sein Zweck. Und hat er endlich was erreicht, nimmt's eine Frau ihm weg.
Er lebt, wenn's hochkommt, 100 Jahre und bringt's bei gutem Start. Und nur wenn er sehr fleißig war, zu einem Rauschebart.
Ich wollt, ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätt nicht viel zu tun. Mich lockte auf der Welt kein Ruhm mehr und kein Geld. Ich brauchte nie mehr ins Büro.
Und du wärst dämlich,
aber froh. Ich wollte, ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätte nicht viel zu tun.
ich legte täglich nur ein Ei und sonntags auch mal zwei.
Ich wollte, ich wäre ein Hahn, dann würde nichts getan. Ich legte überhaupt kein Ei und wäre die ganze Woche frei. Dann lockt mich auf der Welt kein Ruhm mehr und kein Geld. Ich setz mich in den Mist hinein und sing für mich allein. Ich ginge nie mehr ins Büro, denn was ich brauche, krieg ich so. Ich wollte, ich wäre ein Hahn, dann würde nichts getan. Ich würde mit meinen Hühnern gehen, das wäre wunderschön.
I love it. Ich wollte in war ein Huhn from the Comedian Harmonist of 1936. I'm still laughing. Thank you, Holger. I really enjoyed that. In fact, I enjoyed it so much. I could almost play it again, but I won't because people are yelling at me because then everything will be late and I don't want to do that. But I really did enjoy that. Holger, thank you so much indeed. And you could now go off up to the land of Bedfordshire knowing that you made me and the rest of the listeners extremely happy. Talk to you next week. Keep well. Ta-da. Nelson, Eddie Saunders, Jeanette MacDonald, and Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. Sunrise in Heaven this morning is going to be at 7:59, in Danbury tomorrow morning is going to be at 7:17, so that's rather nice, a little bit lighter early every day until we get to what is like the 21st, 22nd of June, and it's light practically 24 hours a day. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean. Dorothy Squires for you right now, and the Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fear. Everything will come right if you'll only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing me. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. I sit alone and dream, dear, dream of you night and day. Once you were here beside me, now you are far away. I've had my fortune told. Can I believe it's true? Soon we shall be together, living our life anew. And drive away all your fear.
Ooh-wee-wee, everything will come right if you'll only believe the Gypsy.
She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
The Gypsy from Dorothy Squires. Now, she was the one that was married to Roger Moore, correct? Yes, I think she was Mrs. 007, although she wouldn't have been Mrs. 007 at the time they'd been married, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure she was the one that was married to Roger Moore back in, what, the early to mid-50s, if memory serves me correctly. Not that I was actually alive at the time, but you know what I mean. I'm sort of, I'm in one of those moods this morning. I don't quite know what to do about it either. It's rather frightening. That's why I keep playing music to see if I can get over it. Oh, by the way, I should tell you, coming up in about half an hour's time, got a really nice little bit of posh for you this morning. The Aurora Orchestra, conducted by Nicolas Colon, and it really is a nice piece as well. That's coming up a little bit later on. We'll be having Beagle's Big Three right after this, and this is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Window, it's all they have to do. They went up by the thousand and came down two by two. The flies crawled up the window, they said, we love to roam. So once more up the window, and then we'll all go home.
In his sight.
They started crawling sideways.
And they got disqualified.
Sunshine and in rain, they do not seek for pleasure, they much prefer the pain. And if those flies annoy you, then here's what I advise: just don't have any windows, and then you'll have no flies.
Doodah Band with their version of The Flies Crawled Up the Window. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Time now for Beagle's Big Three. I want to say a very good morning to Mary, who is up there in Scotland, in Galashiels, no less. And she said, could you please play three songs by Pearl Bailey, because I think she's absolutely marvellous, and you don't hear that much of her, and I would like to hear more. So that seems reasonable to me, Mary. You picked the three songs that we'd like to hear, and I have them all. So, Mary, settle back and relax, as Beagle's Big Three this week is devoted to the great Pearl Bailey.
Oh, play that guitar, Zeke. That's my kind of music, honey, 'cause I can't rock and roll to save my soul. No, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I am never known to slumber when they play a rumba number, but I can't rock and roll to save my soul. There's no faults they can find with my waltz. And when I hear a two-step, then I two-step. And each time the band plays cha-cha, you will hear me shout ha-cha. But I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I can shake a castanet, but a tango I am set. There's one step I don't get. How do you rock around the clock? I'm a fan when the can-can is played. And I go for a combo playing mumbo. But old Mr. Opera never worry, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll, honey, I can't rock and roll. No sir, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Get back in there, Z. There you go. Now who is this? Get that jazz out of there. Oh, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll. No, I can't rock and roll. Honey, I can't rock and roll. Get back in there, Zeke. That's my kind of music. That's it. Say now, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. Cause I can't rock and roll. Twang it, Zeke, can't rock and roll. I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Isn't that romantic? You waited too long. You waited too long. Now my heart is singing someone else's song. You missed the dream boat I built for two. I couldn't wait for you. You waited too long, and that's what was wrong. You never made me feel that I belong. You kept me guessing right from the start. That's how you lost my heart. Now you say I'm the bad one. I put your love on the shelf. But if it's you who's the sad one, no one's to blame but yourself. Cause I wanted you so. I let you know, I might as well have told it to a guy named Joe. You were the right one, now you're in wrong. Because you waited too long. Honey, you waited too long. He waited too long. Now my heart is singing someone else's song. La da 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 dee da. I'm afraid you waited too long. I wanted you so, and I let you know. I might as well have told this to a guy named Joe. You were the right one, but now you're in wrong. Because you waited too long. Oh, you waited too long.
Me. We climb the stairs, we never knock, for nobody's there, just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue. We'll be right back.
listen, doll, I know that a shadow never talks. But I'm fed up, you see. 'Cause whenever we go anywhere, it's always just you and me.
Shadow doll, I tell you, I dig you the most, and then really I've tried. But there's nobody left out here for me. Come on, it's late, I'm tired, I've tangled already. So I tell you what, let's do. You go home with me. Already it's 12 o'clock, so we must climb the stairs. We never knock, for nobody's there. Shout it out, boys, ye, and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
Well, three songs courtesy of Mary up there in Galashiels in Scotland. The first one we heard was I Can't Rock and Roll to Save My Soul. The second one, You Waited Too Long. And the third one, Me and My Shadow. Mary, thank you so much. Really enjoyed hearing Pearl Bailey, and I promise you I'll try and feature her a little bit more here on Beagley at Night from now on. If you would like to select next week's Beagley's three, what's it then? I told you, I'm telling you, I'm having a really bad morning this morning. Everything is going wrong, and I'm battling like crazy to keep even the program on the air at the moment. Beagle's Big Three, there you go. If you would like to be the selector of Beagle's Big Three next week, then do please email me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist you would like, and if you want me to choose the songs, I'm quite happy to do it. If you want to choose the songs yourself, I'm quite happy for you to do that as well. Mary, once again, my thanks. Time now to go out of this world. Here's Neil Armstrong.
Everything is go here. We're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed to low enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now.
Neil, this is Houston, over.
Roger, we're showing a relatively static pressure on your cabin. Do you think you can open the hatch at this pressure, about 0.12 PSI?
We're going to try it.
Roger.
I might cool it up a little bit.
Okay, my window's clear.
All RCU windows are clear. I'm 6-4243.
Okay.
FN pressure light, a AF light, an ECS light.
Yeah, we got a water separator light.
Water, I'll check.
Alright. And I'll look at your cabin fan, one circuit breaker, you look at the glycol secondary.
Open.
Verified.
Okay. I'm Ping's radar, circuit breaker's open.
I move. Your roll to the left. Clear. Line up on the platform. Put your left foot to the right a little bit. Okay, that's good.
How am I doing?
You're doing fine.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
Okay, standby, Neil.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston. 1 minute, 30 seconds to LOS. All systems go, over.
Neil Armstrong on the porch at 109 hours, 19 minutes, 16 seconds.
Houston, this is Neil, radio check.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break, break, buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. At base 5 clear.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Down there is very fine. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I can remember watching television vividly because absolutely nobody knew what was going to happen. I mean, for all anybody really knew, that capsule could have landed on the moon and just carried on going down. And then finally Neil Armstrong has to get off of that ladder and get onto the moon's surface again, not really knowing what's going to happen. I mean, I know he had hopefully had a pretty good idea, but nobody knew for sure. I can always remember James Burke on television. It was the BBC going absolutely crazy. James Burke and Patrick Moore. And I was allowed to stay up and watch pretty much all of the moon landing. They weren't on the moon very long, if memory serves me correctly, but of course, there are some that say they weren't on the moon at all. I would not be one of those. No. I mean, they can do anything in Hollywood nowadays, but not back then. No, absolutely not back then. Thought you might be interested in hearing a little bit of history that was made on July the 20th, 1969, and they did it just in time for dear old JFK. We'll have some more Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week here on Beagley at Night.
When orchids bloom in the moonlight and lovers bow to be true, I still can dream in the moonlight of one dear night that we knew. When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. Though my dreams are shattered like the petals scattered, still my love can never die. There is peace in the twilight when the day is through, but the shadows that fall only seem to recall all my longing for you. There's a dream in the moonbeams upon a sea of blue, but the moonbeams that fall only seem to recall love is all, love is you. When orchids bloom in the moonlight and lovers bow to be true, I still can dream in the moonlight of one dear night that we knew. When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. Though my dreams are shattered like the petals scattered, still my love can never die. Upon a sea of blue, but the moonbeams that fall only seem to recall love is all, love is you, love is you.
Someday, someday I will sail away and find you somewhere, my darling. But till dreams all come true, till the day I find you, I'll keep building a sailboat of dreams.
Three reasons there, and I'm building a sailboat of dreams. And before that, Diana Shore with her Orchids in the Moonlight, which I thought went rather well with Neil Armstrong being on the moon. Although I don't think he found any orchids up there. Maybe wrong. You never know, really. I mean, I don't believe in these conspiracy theories about the moon landing, but you can understand to a certain extent while they're there, because the whole thing was just so amazing. I mean, nobody had never ever landed on the moon before, and you not only had to get them there, you had to get them back. And there was what if it had gone wrong? And we all know that Apollo 13 did sort of go wrong but ended okay. But what if they couldn't have taken off from the moon? I mean, it would have been absolutely awful. And somebody suggested, well, if you just put it all on a soundstage in Hollywood, then you got no problems. Well, of course you have, because if it did for some reason go wrong, then what are you going to do with the three astronauts? But the whole thing is very, very interesting. I don't believe that they didn't do it, but I can understand why people sort of question it. It was just so amazing at the time, and still is, of course. Of course, now they played golf on the moon, and I think the Chinese are going off to the moon fairly soon as well. I don't know why anybody has any rights to go to the moon whatsoever, quite frankly, because all they ever seem to do is leave their garbage on the moon, which really annoys me. You know, here we are not only messing up our own planet, but we're also going up to the moon and leaving stuff up there as well. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what I think anyway. And nobody cares what I think. I know. Let's have some more music.
Thank you. that's just the thing I said I'd never do. I walked away and said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? I missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now. My hat's in the sky. I'll never say never again. Again, 'cause here I am, in love again. Head over heels in love again. We're the same sweet you.
Helen Ward was doing the singing there, Benny Goodman waving the stick at the orchestra, and I'll never say never again, again.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
If I could catch a star before it touched the ground, I'd place it in a box, tie ribbons all around, and then I'd offer it to you. A token of my love and deep devotion. The world's a better place with you to turn to. I'm a better man for having loved you, and now at last I face the future unafraid. With you here by my side, how fast the shadows fade. And there is hope inside my heart, 'cause I have something wonderful to live for. The world's a better place with you to turn to. I'm a better man for having loved you, and as I am today, that's how I'll always stay. A better man for having loved you. A better man for having loved you. That's how I'll always stay. A better man for having loved you. A better man for having loved you. If I could catch a star before it touched the ground, I'd place it in a box, tie ribbons all around, and then
Engelbert Humperdinck, not the one that wrote Hansel and Gretel, the other one that sung the last four, six out there. He was singing, I am a better man for having loved you. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio. We're on 98.6 mega somethings in Havant and Portsmouth and Gosport and various places around there. We're also on some DAB multiplexes, I think they're called, yes. And, of course, the internet, and you can get details of how to listen on the internet and the current DAB multiplexes by going to angelradio.co.uk. Time now to go to a little bit of posh, and I actually heard this on another radio station, and I thought, that's really nice, so I'm going to play it. And it's from the Aurora Orchestra. Nicholas Colon is waving the stick at the orchestra, and it is Romance in E-flat, Opus 11. Have a listen to this. I think you're going to like it. It is a little bit of posh for this week. Well, I hope you liked that as much as I did. Gerald Finzi was the person that composed that. The artist that we heard there, the Aurora Orchestra, with Nicholas Colon waving the stick at the orchestra, and that was Romance in E-flat major, opus 11. And we'll have some more posh around about the same time next week. But coming up, Rapidement in about 2.5 minutes' time, Doris Day. But first... Do a raspberry at the end of that one, doesn't it? Andre Brasseur and Big Fat Spiritual here on Angel Radio. Time now for Day at Night. If you've just bumped into the program and never listened to me before, Day at Night is quite simple. It's night and it's Doris Day. Can't be simpler than that, really, can it? Here we go. Not one, not two, but three songs from the great Double D.
Buzz around,
people buzz around.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
And bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee, little bee, little bumblebee.
Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up. Come and cuddle up.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees, and I want you to be my baby bumblebee.
Bumblebee, bring home all the honey love to me. Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up, cuddle up, come and cuddle up. Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing around.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. I've got a dozen cousin bees.
But I want you to be my baby bumblebee. Buzz, buzz.
High on the river,
Nicely, thank you, Doris Day, with Harry Zimmerman's orchestra. And what does a woman do? We started off that little threesome with Be My Little Baby Bumblebee, and right in the middle there, I Love Paris. Three songs this week from Doris Day that make up our day at night. And we'll have another couple of songs from Doris around about the same time next week. Smith. She was known as the first lady of radio over here in the States, well known for her renditions of God Bless America and When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, very popular in the South. Known actually as the Songbird of the South because of her tremendous popularity during World War II. She was in films as well. She had a really good career, but it was absolutely in radio that she came about. Started off with a series on NBC twice a week, and that quickly became came six times a week. When she moved then from NBC over to CBS, and she had Kate Smith and her Swanee music, and the Kate Smith matinee, Kate Smith the New Star Review, and a lot more. And eventually the Kate Smith Hour, very, very popular indeed over here in the United States. That song, of course, popularized in the United Kingdom and just about every other place in the world, quite frankly, by the great Dame Vera Lynn. Elizabeth Beatty singing there, Joe Loss waving the stick at the band, and Sweetheart of All My Dream.
Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
And the wonderful world of the young. Fools may deny it, wise men know the truth. They have discovered that love gives youth. Take this heart that I give, and we'll always live in the wonderful world of the young. Take this heart that I give, and we'll always live in the wonderful world, in the wonderful world of the
Big boy blue, come blow your horn. Big boy blue, it's almost dawn, and the band will soon be gone. Come on blue, blow your horn. Big boy blue, it's getting late. Big boy blue, my feet can't wait. So before you abdicate, come on blue, blow your horn. When you blow hot, so hot, how am I gonna keep my seat? Even with my two left feet, I must give in, I mean give out. Big boy blue, you know it's so. Big boy blue, before you go, send me fast and send me slow. Come on blue, blow your horn.
So when you blow high, so high, how am I gonna keep my seat? Even with my two left feet, I must give in, I mean give out.
Oh, big boy blue, you know so. Big boy blue, before you go, swing me high and swing me low. Come on blue, blow your horn.
Big boy blue, come blow your horn. Come on blue, blow your horn.
Fitzgerald, couldn't be anybody else really, could it? And the Mills Brothers were with her as well there with Big Boy Blue. And before that, the graceful Danny Williams with The Wonderful World of the Young. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and we've reached that point in the program where we usually have a little bit of comedy. So, here's the comedy.
I must confess that I too have succumbed to the craze for bodybuilding, and so when I saw an advertisement in my copy of the Medical Cummerbund Exchange and Mart Well, I buy it for the What's Wrong With This Picture competition. Anyway, I saw this advertisement which read, "Do you want bulging biceps and massive lallies? Apply to body boner inventors of the lightning method." And I hurried over to their address in Chelsea straight away. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Judy, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello.
Yes, we are your actual physical culturists.
Yes.
Boner bods.
Yes.
Yes, we... No, we got cups for it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, go on. I was Mr. Marine Commando Club in 1966. True.
And Sand was placed in the Mr. Universe Balls Pond Road contest.
Yes, yes.
Well, you certainly are a remarkable pair of specimens.
Oh, thanks, yes. Take your shirt off, Jewel. Go on, take them off.
What?
Go on, show Mr. Orne your rippling physique.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Get it off! Go on! No time for modesty. It is modesty that lets him down,
no,
honestly.
Don't.
He'd be Mr. Universe today, only he was too embarrassed to take his pulley off. Go on, get him off. Go on, take him off.
All right!
There, look, Mr. Orne. Look, Vard, that great butch Lou Coddy. Yeah. Now, ripple your muscles, Jewel. Go on. Ripple your muscles. Oh. He does it to music, Mr. Orne.
Yeah.
Like that chap on Opportunity Knocks, you know.
Well, put the record player on, then.
All right, put the record player on. Right. Go. Go on, Jewel. That's right, Jewel. Yeah. Isn't it good?
All right?
Yeah. It's nice. Yes. Shake him about. Oh, look at his metatarsals going like the clappers. Oh, look at his triceps going. It's as if they've got a life of their own, isn't it? Oh. Now your lallies, Jewel. Your lallies.
Oh, my lallies.
Quiver your lallies for the gentleman. Oh, he's got hues on him like a Percheron he has. Now, all together. Fantabulosa!
There, well, what do you think?
Well, very impressive.
Yeah, of course, he didn't come overnight. No, he had to work on it.
Yes.
He had to work hard.
Yeah, I used to be a right puny little homie.
Puny?
Mm.
Puny he was.
Had lallies like a flamingo.
Yeah.
Shoulders, narrow shoulders.
Yes, like a gnome he was. Like a little white gnome. Mm. Yes, he had to cross his braces to keep his trousers up. Gnome. White gnome you was.
Gnome. Pale little eek.
Pale eek, yes.
Lifeless, lifeless riot.
He was a wallflower, Mr. Orne, but now he's a hardy annual,
yes,
aren't you, Jewel?
Yes, thanks to Sand and his methods.
Thank you, dear.
Not at all.
Nice.
Credit where credit is due.
Right, so.
He showed me his dynamic tension, and overnight I came the great butch hear me, you Vardon Houghton.
Show him your two-handed snatch, Jewel.
Hey?
The two-handed snatch. Go on. Mr. Orne?
Yes?
See that barbell over there?
Yeah.
See that barbell? Jewel is going to lift that barbell above his head.
Cool.
Go on.
Just put some resin on my hand.
Put his resin on his hands.
Oh,
go on. Go on. Right.
Right. Here goes.
Yes. Oh, listen to breathing there. Oh, look, he's got it up past his knees. Look at the way he's lifting that barbell.
Yeah.
Look.
His eek showing the strain.
Yes. The barbell's over his head.
I can't hold it any longer. Oh, what should I do with it?
Ring it.
I'm all right.
We always have. Yeah, we always have drinkies about this time.
You rang, Master Jewel?
Yes, Gordon. 3 pints of cream de menthe.
Yes, and put a head on mine.
Yes.
Righto.
That's Gordon, you see. He helps us out. He's sort of masseur. He'll give you a good pummeling, I'll tell
you. As soon as look at you.
He's a rough diamond, Mr. Orne, but underneath, he's rough diamond, but underneath, I mean, deep down inside.
He's absolute rubbish.
Well, he's not my friend.
Well.
You brought him here.
Down on his luck. That
down on his luck, was he?
I'm like that. I can't turn a stranger away.
You can say that again. You can't. Yes, and you won't find anyone stranger than Gordon. No, but seriously, he is a certified psychopath.
Don't you mean osteopath?
We know Gordon better than you do. Now, about our course, are you going to enrol?
Well, what actually does it entail?
Well, our 7-day method is a way of life. Of course, you have to give up things.
Well, what things?
Well, smoking, drinking, eating solid foods, and polones.
You'll have to give them all up.
Well, why?
7 days with us, you won't have the strength for them.
Listen,
I was in Spain, listen, I was in Spain 4 years ago, and in Spain, all the girls, they wear little knives on the top of their stocking. I found that out. And... so I said to myself, I'll find exactly what the idea is. So I said, what's the idea of wearing the knife at the top of the stocking? She said, that's to defend my honour. I said, what, a little tiny knife like that? I said, if you were in Brighton, you'd want a set of carvers. Mary had a little bear, to which she was so kind. I'd often seen her bear in front. I'll get on with the next book here. Jack and Jill went up the hill just like two cock linnets. Jill came down with half a crown. She wasn't up there too. Eeyop, I've got to... better stay on the blue book, eh? I think so, yeah. All right. Adam and Eve in the garden dwelt. They were so happy and jolly. I wonder how they would have felt if all the leaves had been holly. And that reminds me, Eve was a wonderful woman. All she wore was a fig leaf. Can you imagine a woman walking down the main street with just a fig leaf on? This afternoon, this place would be empty. I'd miss my turn, I wouldn't stay here. I haven't seen a fig leaf for years.
Good evening, England. This is Gilly Potter speaking from Hogs Norton. Tonight, I am to tell a wondering world the truth about the BBC. First then, what is the BBC? The BBC is an august body, duly elected in September, which meets each year on April the 1st, and after a meat tea, makes the thorough search of the cellars under the House of Lords, where the chairman asks, whose keys? And the secretary replies, Nelson keys, after which they wait to see whether Oxford or Cambridge wins, and then go home for another year or until the following Tuesday, according to the weather report and the state of their finances. Next, where is the BBC? The BBC is in London at a place called Savoy Hill, so named after that Duke of Savoy who was never really well. It is a large building entirely surrounded by alleys which enable the officials to escape censure and the vaudeville artists to escape arrest. There are two ways in. The principal entrance is reminiscent of St. Mark's at Venice without entirely losing sight of the signal box at Chipping Sodbury. Through this portico enter the brains and beauty of the BBC. Not only Lady Mary Mouthorgan, who screams across England trifles of her own composition like The Squirrel's Breakfast and My Love Lies Bloodshot, but also Professor Twirtlebuttock, the authority on old waistcoats, who pesters the public periodically with some such stuff as how I avoid Sundays and why Zulus dislike asparagus. Round the corner from this splendid gateway, under an arch and up an alley, is another door, outside which stand three dustbins and two detectives. Need I say that by this door enter all the vaudeville artists. Let us return, however, to the Gate of Glory and await the arrival of the exalted. Ah, here comes Dr. Diapason, the musical magnate, followed by his man carrying a basket of quavers and a large bass clef. Liveried flunkies bow his eminence towards the under-official, who bows him to the over-official, who bows him to the horsehair and mother-of-pearl piano, at which the doctor sits down, plays the Spanish chant with one finger, horsey keep your tail up with the other, and then says, well done, Ashby de la Zouche Primary School. That's a pretty tune, that was. I will now ask Mr. Goosegrease to whistle it for us. Whereupon a tall youth, wearing alpaca boots and a martingale, gives a short solo on the teeth, and the seance is over. An official then advances with a massive gold salver, on which reposes a cheque for 2,000 guineas.
Snatching this, the doctor descends to the drawing room, preceded by the mace bearer, two girl guides, the chief announcer's godmother, and a turncock. The drawing room, I may state, is the sanctum sanctorum of the BBC. No common clay is permitted within its sacred precincts. Indeed, over the portal is a large printed notice which reads, "No vaudeville artists," to which some member of the board has appended in fair standard seven handwriting the happy afterthought, "Not on no account." Opening the diamond and ruby studded doors, one enters a cozy chamber some 200 yards square, luxuriously furnished with an armchair with no arms, a sewing machine, two cuspidors, a pleasing print portraying the winning of the Northampton Plate by Stewed Prune at Towcester in 1881, and a copy of last year's Board of Trade regulations for the importation of camels. Two distinguished personages already occupy certain cubic space within this lordly hall. The taller one, with a head two sizes too big and an overcoat several sizes too small, is Colonel Dog's Coffin, who has just tweeted the universe to his views on the present state of affairs in sciatica. The other worthy, with pink eyes and a bag of peanuts, is the Honourable Bertram Buttonhook, son and heir of Lord Elastic Sides. In 10 minutes, he is due to deliver his daily discourse, today's dose being designated Fun with Fleas. It is all most interesting, that is, the room and its contents, not the talk on sciatica, which was too painful, or the humours of insect life, which will be rather biting. The doctor's arrival in the drawing room is the signal for much hearty greeting, handshaking, and borrowing of tram fares. Servants then bear in costly viands on priceless trays, which, with no weeping but considerable gnashing of teeth, are disposed of, and the doctor produces a cigar from his left boot, which he breaks into three pieces, offering the ends to his friends and keeping the centre with the band on for himself. But this luxury is overpowering. Let us descend to the basement, to the little door up the dark alleyway, and see what he's doing in vaudeville circles. The dustbins are still there, but the detectives have gone, which means that one turn will be missing from tonight's programme. Here come three poor wretches carrying brown paper parcels. The janitor, a stern ex-lifeboatman with a black beard and a fawn Homburg, demands their names. Each is then seized by a burly attendant and rushed upstairs and down lifts and up lifts and downstairs until they arrive at a door marked Cleansing Department. On entering, they are confronted by a marble top table at which sits a gentleman whose appearance suggests Borstal, but whose spelling marks him as an old Etonian. This is Mr. Cyril Carbolic, Censor-in-Chief to the Honourable the Board of the British Broadcasting Corporation, Savoy Hill, London, West Central. Please write clearly in block letters. No change given. This rack is for light articles only. Three quarters of an hour elapse when suddenly Mr. Carbolic lifts from the table a cottage loaf which he has been using as a paperweight, takes the silver pen from between his gold teeth and shouts, "Listen, comics, cut out all reference to China, cheese mites, and Winston Churchill." Attendants then rush the wretches to the housekeeper, who washes their necks, combs their hair, and arrays each of them in a blue overall, bearing in front in large letters the words, "Stolen from the BBC." The vaudeville artists are then manacled and led to the microphone. Their pitiable efforts to entertain being over, each receives a white card entitling him to his fee or a good meal, whichever is preferred. Many choose the meal, though some take the ninepence. The card system has been found necessary as a means of identification, for in July last, one vaudeville artist, whose mission was to make a noise like a guillotine, basically deserted his post before the end of the revolution, and descending to the Treasury to demand his fee, on being asked who he was, replied, "Christopher Stone," and was given 12 and sixpence. If we return with the vaudeville artists, by the way, to the little door, we shall be in time to see the cattle being driven in to be valued by the announcer who gives us the fat stock prices at tea time. Throughout the building, large arrows direct one to the bar, and the fact that these arrows point in every direction makes them nonetheless useful, for the BBC building is ideal in that all roads lead to the bar. The bar is a spacious room, half a mile or more long, but not any too large for its purpose, as it is invariably crowded. Indeed, the quickest and surest way of interviewing anyone at the BBC is to go straight to the bar. Rows of bottles containing costly liquors are marked for announcers only, while at one end is a large churn of milk labelled reserved for Henry Hall and his band. And it is a moving sight to see the tired trombone or the exhausted euphonium gazing enviously at the announcer's alcohol, but nobly demanding a double Alderney with a dash of Jersey. At the end of the bar is a small black hole of Calcutta-like chamber with sawdust on the floor, illuminated by means of a candle stuck in a flower pot. Need I state that this is marked reserved for vaudeville artists. Good night.
Whoa!
By Dad, Major, you're going a bit of a bat.
I'll have to get some new brake linings for these hoos.
I say, sir, I made you learn to ride like that.
When I was in the army, I was a cavalryman, you know. Whenever I went to parade, a magnificent picture I made. Through my galloping here and my galloping there, this ridiculous habit I got. And I'm hanged if I don't think I'm galloping now, whether I'm up in the saddle or not. And the people will stare at me so, no matter wherever I go. Bumbaday, 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 bumbas, I was riding me charger. Bumbaday, 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 bumbas, I was an India Raja. All the girls declare that I'm a gay old stager. Hey, hey, clear the way, here comes the galloping major.
I always was the ladies' man, a favorite with the sex. Well, I caught up on one yesterday, though I won't give the lady away. She started to talk of my army career, and was quite interested, you see. But I got rather tired, so we talked about her, which was more interesting to me. And she said I'd been taking some wine. For as soon as we sat down to dine, I went bumpity, 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 bump, as if I was riding my charger. Bumpity, 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 bump, as proud as an Indian Raja. All the girls declare that I'm a gay of stager. Hey, hey, clear the way, here comes the galloping major.
Bumpity, bumpity, bumpers, if I was riding my charger. Bumpity, 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 bumpers, proud as an Indian Raja. All the girls declare that I'm a gay old stager. Hey, hey, clear the way, here comes the galloping major.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Pat Flanagan, of course, although it says in my script here, Flanagan. I think they got their A's and L's around the wrong way. Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen with Galloping Major. Started off that whole thing with Julian and Sandy. Julian, of course, being Kenneth Williams and Sandy being Hugh Paddock. Yeah, I think that's the right way around. And that was called Boner Bodybuilders. And then we had the Cheeky Chappy goes on Pickenham. That was Max Miller, of course. And we had Gilly Potter there, heard at Hogs Morton, telling us the truth about the BBC. Brought you up to date with all the comedy. We'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week. You're listening to Beagley at Night. Well, we've got about 9 minutes to go. Got time for this, though.
I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. Now I've found two eyes just a little bit bluer. I've found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you, now
it's your turn to cry over me. I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Now I've found two eyes just a little bit bluer. I've found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you, now it's your turn, your turn to cry over me.
Still love his voice, the great Matt Munro, and I cried for you.
Girl of my dreams, I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's all
course, and a girl of my dreams. And that's just about it for this edition of Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. I will be back, all being well, 7 days from now, because we never take things for granted anymore. And I hope to see you then. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Yes, this is me, da. darling, oh my darling, what a surprise. It's been so long, why there's tears in my eyes. When will you be here? What time will it be? Oh, you're not coming? I see, oh, I see. Well, I hope you'll be happy. Thank you, I'll try. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. But I'll always love him, I guess, till I die.